This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم dear listeners, welcome back to IRB English Radio. This is the program for a better life and I am Bita, and once again I have the chance and opportunity to be at your service. We're going to talk more about the methods and ways of being grateful. And as I told you, being grateful has many benefits both in this life and afterlife and the resurrection day. The question that comes up is that, can gratefulness be realized just by saying praise be to Allah before all these material blessings? Think of our organs, the eyes, the ears, the tongue, the hands, the legs, the heart, veins, nerves, and bones. Consider other material blessings like food, drink, beautiful scenes of nature like mountains, plains, woods, rivers, springs, seas, and other different fruits, grains, vegetables, and millions of other blessings that are considered as tools and means that keep the life and the survival of man. So, can men offer the real gratefulness to Allah just by saying thanks be to Allah in return for the blessings of Islam, faith, guidance, guardianship, knowledge, wisdom, health, safety, purification, satisfaction, obedience, love, worship, and the likes? You know, I think it takes hours and hours, like millions of hours, to count all of these blessings. So, I think one of the interesting ways, specifically for young ages, like children, to make them understand how huge are the blessings that Allah Almighty gave us, is, for example, to make them write all the blessings that come to their mind. And it's a really beautiful way, because you may, for example, fill a 100-page book by the blessings that comes to your mind, and it's not going to end. And, you know, it will touch your heart to some extent that you're nothing compared to all the blessings that are around you. And being gratefulness is really necessary. Sometimes we forget the vastness of all the blessings that we have in our life. One of the ulama says in his book that the origin of thanking is from Ain Shukra. It means from an eye full of tears or a spring full of pure water. Beautiful. Therefore, the meaning of gratefulness is that the ears of man become full of the mention of Allah, and that he pays full attention to the blessings of Allah, how he gets them and how he uses them. So let's keep it here. We're going to go for a short break. Wait for more beautiful guidance in order to have a better life.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all
I
need. And I know that you see how much you
Welcome back. This is IRB English Radio, listening to the program for a better life. And we were talking about the origin of thanking itself, which was Ain Shukra, which the meaning of this word, if I'm not mistaken in pronunciation, because I'm not really good at Arabic, was actually an eye full of tears. And another actually scientist and known as the teacher of the human beings in the 11th mind, which is actually Khaja Nasiruddin Tusi, says about the fact of gratefulness as mentioned by Allama Majlisi. Gratefulness is the best and most exalted of deeds. You should know that gratefulness is actually meeting blessings with saying, doing and intention all together. Gratefulness depends on three bases. The first is knowing the benefactor and his suitable aspects and appreciating blessings and acknowledging that all the blessings, whether apparent or hidden, are from Allah the Almighty. So you have to understand that all the means between man and these blessings and talents are determined by the will of Allah Almighty. The second base is the coming true of the state. The state here means being submissive and humble before the benefactor and being happy and delighted with blessings. We should know that all the blessings are gifts from Allah the Almighty to His servants and as evidence of the care of Allah towards His servants. The sign of the coming true of the state is that we shouldn't be delighted with material blessings except in a way that brings us nearer to Allah. And the third base of gratefulness is doing. Doing should appear in three stages: the heart, the tongue, and the organs. So the doing of the heart is glorifying Allah, praising Him, pondering in His creatures' doings and mercy and having determination to give goodness to all of the creatures. As for the doing of the tongue, it is accomplished by showing words of thankfulness, praise, glorifying Allah, enjoining people to do good, and forbidding them from doing bad. And the doing of the organs is using them to worship Allah and obey Him and keeping them away from disobeying Him. Hence, the real meaning of gratefulness shows that gratefulness is one of the aspects of perfection. It is so little that gratefulness appears in a full way by the people who have enjoyed the blessings, as the Holy Quran says, and very few of my servants are grateful. Gratefulness for the blessings according to the previous meaning is a reasonable and legal obligation. Gratefulness for blessings become real by using these blessings in a way Allah has determined. In fact, worship and complete servitude to Allah is achieved by real gratefulness for the blessings. Allah says, "Therefore, eat of what Allah has given you, lawful and good things, and give thanks for Allah's favor if Him do serve." And another verse of Holy Quran, "Therefore seek the sustenance from Allah and serve Him and be grateful to Him. To Him you shall be brought back." So being grateful for blessings is achieved by refraining from sins. Full gratefulness is to say, "Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds." Being grateful for blessings is by using them in worshipping, being obedient, helping people, doing good to them, and by refraining from all sins and bad doings. So, as we talked up to here, I'm going to give you the gist of the episode of today, which was really important. And today, scientists are actually working on the benefits of being grateful. And in this episode, we actually fully talked about the meaning of being grateful from the Islamic point of view and combined with some verses from Holy Quran, which it has three stages that you have to be grateful by your heart, by your tongue, and by your organs, and you have to do good things, and you have to use all the blessings in the way that Allah Almighty determined you to do. And thank you, dear listeners. I think it was all the time for today's episode. I wish you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows.
every shade of palm, every closed hand in us, every sparkling tear on every eyelash in us, every thought I have and every word I share.